you please turn your Bible with me to Exodus 32, verses 1 through 6.
请大家和我一起打开你的圣经，出埃及记32章1到6节。
Exodus 32, verses 1 through 6. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. And Aaron said to them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and bring them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made a molded calf. Then they said, This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Then they rose early on the next day, offered the burnt offerings and the brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
出埃及记三十二章一到六节，百姓见摩西迟延不下山，就大家聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做神像，可以在我们前面引路，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。”亚伦对他们说：“你们去摘下你们妻子儿女耳上的金环，拿来给我。”百姓就摘下他们耳上的金环，拿来给亚伦。亚伦从他们手里接过来，铸了一只牛犊。用雕刻的器具做成，他们就说：“以色列啊，这是领你出埃及地的神。”亚伦看见，就在牛犊面前筑坛，却宣告说：“明日要向耶和华守节。”次日清晨，百姓起来献燔祭和平安祭，就坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
Then let's turn to Exodus 24:9-15.
然后请大家翻到出埃及记二十四章九到十六节。
Exodus 24:9-15. Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone. And it was like the very heavens in its clarity.But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank. Then the Lord said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain, and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone, and the law and the commandments which I have written, that you may teach them.So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, Wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them. Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain.
出埃及记二十四章九到十六节，摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山。他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上。他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。耶和华对摩西说：“你上山到我这里来，住在这里，我要将石板并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你。”使你可以教训百姓。摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了神的山。摩西对长老说：“你们在这里等着，等我们再回来。有亚伦、户尔与你们同在，凡有赠送的都可以就近去他们去。”摩西上山，有云彩把山遮盖。
From the Bible readings, we can see a huge contrast here.
从我们读的这两处圣经里面，我们可以看到一个很尖锐的对比。
Exodus 24 tells that up in the mountain, Moses and the group of leaders of Israel.
在二十四章里面，我们可以看到摩西和以色列的众长老，他们在神的荣耀的里面。
They were sitting in the glory of God. There was a banquet for them before God.
所以他们在神的面前，是在他的荣耀的面前，神也为他们设立摆设了宴席。
But after delay of 40 days, Exodus 32.
但是当他们这样过了四十天以后，在出埃及记三十二章里面
，It tells that down in the valley, it was the same group of people except Moses and Joshua.
所以我们可以看到，在三十二章那个里面，在下面的山谷里面，同样的一群人，当然是除了摩西和约书亚以外
，They joined the rebellion against God.
他们却背逆了神。
And Aaron was one of the leading figures among them.
而亚伦却是这样的一个领军人物。
People were enjoying eating, drinking, and playing around, not before God, but before an Egyptian idol.
所以当时那些百姓他们坐下吃喝起来玩耍，是在一个埃及的偶像面前，而不是在神的面前。
Notice here in verse 1, they said to Aaron, "Come, make us gods."
所以当在三十二章一节里面，他们对亚伦说。起来为我们做神像。
They were calling God in the typical Egyptian way.
他们在这里所称呼的神是用埃及人的一个典型的想法。
Plural form and the lowercase God.
所以我们可以看到这边是一个复数。
Bible teachers tell us that a calf in Egyptian idols represents a god of energy.
所以圣经告诉我们在埃及的偶像里面，这个牛犊是来代表一个能量的神。
Especially when people extensively traveled, they often bring an idol of a calf with them.
所以，特别当人们他们出去旅行的时候，他们会随身带着一个偶像。
But Israel, they were God's people.
但是以色列他们却是神的百姓。
They knew God.
他们认识神
and they all had a fresh experience of how God moved before them.
他们其实在他们的记忆里面新鲜的记着神是怎么样为他们成就了大事。
There were also Moses' people.
他们也是摩西的百姓
and they knew the son of Levi very well.
他们也知道他们是利未的子孙
Most of them, they grew up with him.
他和他们一同长大。
Most importantly, they had crossed the Red Sea with this Moses together.
他们和摩西一同过了红海。
But notice here in verse 1.
但是这里我们会看到在第一节里面。
It says that people worried since Moses delayed coming back to them.
因着摩西迟延不下山，他们就焦虑。
The word delayed here in original language means being stopped by something bad or terrible.
所以这边的迟延在原文当中是说被一些坏的事所拦阻。
So to them, the glory on the mountain was just a drama of court battles.
那所以对他们来说，好像那个山上的荣耀只是一个征战。
So they wanted to get rid of God of Israel and Moses in order to move on.
所以他们愿意把神和摩西甩到一边，而自己向前行。
My dear brothers and sisters, it was just a 40 days delay.
弟兄姊妹，思想，这其实仅仅只是延迟了四十天而已。
Their faith on God seemed evaporated and gone with the wind.
所以他们在神里面的信心好像就随风失去了。
How could it happen?
那怎么可能会这样呢？
Hope we will be able to find the answer from the Bible readings we have in this morning.
所以我们要从我们今天早晨所读的圣经里面来寻找答案。
Now let's go to the New Testament.
那我们来到新约。
Acts chapter 26 verse 19.
那个使徒行传二十六章十九节。
Acts 26:19, according to Acts 26:19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这边保罗说祭帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
According to the original language, it could be translated as I was never disobedient to the heavenly vision.
那如果从原文来说，就是说我从来没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
As years go by, your love to us is a sweeter, richer, fuller, and deeper.
一年一年，你向着我们的爱只有更加的新鲜甜美。
As we gather together before you this morning.
当我们今天早晨在你面前聚集的时候。
Lord, we pray as our brother prayed.
我们就像我们弟兄所祷告的那样。
You speak, thy servant listen.
你请讲，你的仆人静听。
Lord, we thank you. We commit this time unto your hand.
我们把下面的时间交在你的恩手的里面。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Let's do a simple review on the history of the Exodus.
那我们这边来很快的回想一下出埃及记里面的历史。
Chapter 1, verse 7, it says that the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly in Egypt.
在出埃及记一章七节里面说到以色列人生养众多并且繁茂极其强盛满了那地，这里指的是埃及。
In other words, they had been enjoying a happy life ever since Joseph, who used to be a second tier to rule over the land of Egypt.
所以从当时亚瑟在那个埃及王管理以后，他们在那里有一个很好的生活。
But the happy life caused them to drift away from their identity of who they are and where they came from.
但是这样好的生活却让他们迷失了他们的身份，他们忘了他们是谁，他们从哪里来。
They forgot aboutThe land of Canaan is their real homeland that God had promised to their forefathers.
他们忘记了迦南地是神向他们的先祖所应许的。
Guys, today as we are singing our praises that God bless America.
今天当我们来唱天佑美国的时候。
The land of free and prosperity.
是一个自由和繁荣之地。
We're so enjoyed the life by God's provision.
我们是想想神赐给我们的生活
good education, good money earned from job, good family life, and a good retirement.
好像我们有很好的教育，经济上面、生活上面，也有很好的退休生活。
But dear brothers, sisters, do we still stand for who we are in Christ?
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们今天还代表我们在基督里面是谁吗？
Or we're just repeating the old story of thousands of years ago.
还是我们只是重复几千年之前同样发生的故事。
I have a burden that the story of their past in Exodus could be our story for today.
我心里有这样一个负担，当时他们在埃及的那个故事，可以成为我们今天的故事。
But we thank God. Man could forget about God, but God never did it to His children.
但是感谢神，人会忘记神，神却不会忘记我们。
In chapter 1:8, it says that now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
那一章八节里面说到，有一个不认识约瑟的新王起来。
This meant a dramatic turn after their 400 years of a happy life.
所以这看到他们在四百年的快乐生活以后好像有一个很大的改变。
This new king came to the power and denied the relationship with Joseph and his people.
所以这个新王起来他就否认了和约瑟和他的百姓的关系。
And he made them the brickmakers to enslave them, oppress them with heavy loads.
所以就他让他们做苦工做砖。
And he wanted to wipe them out as a people by giving an order that every Hebrew boy should drown to the death in the river at the moment they were born.
所以他就给了这样一个命令，每一个希伯来男孩出生的时候都必须被杀了或者被淹死，所以这样的话他就要把以色列人整个灭族。
Now the Israel people were crushed.
所以我们会可以看到以色列人他们就这样就说好像坠毁了。
And they went to sleep every night on the tear-stained pillow.
所以他们每天睡觉的时候都是在哭泣。
The more desperately they felt, the more needy they felt.
所以他们觉得越来越绝望，也越来越没有指望。
And the more dangerous situation it was, it caused a sense of helplessness in them.
所以他们里面，他们的外面的难处，就让他们里面有了一个毫无指望的感觉。
Chapter 2:23, it says that finally,They started to cry out to God because of the bondage.
所以我们看到二章二十三节以后，最后因着他们所受的捆绑，他们就向神叹息哀求。
Guys, when we are situated uncomfortably or treated unfairly, what we do?
弟兄姊妹们，当我们有难处，我们受到不公平对待的时候，我们怎么做？
It could be a trip to hospital ER.
也许我们去那个医院的急诊室。
It could be a conflict situation from job.
也许是我们工作上面的难处。
From school.
学校里面的难处。
From close friends.
朋友之间的难处。
Or even an emergency call from family far away.
也许是你在远处的亲人因着有一个紧急的情况打电话给你。
I've been dealing with it since my father was sent to the local hospital because of COVID.
我也在这样的一个光景里面，因为我父亲前面一段时间因着新冠疫情被送到当地的医院。
Oftentimes, we just keep on grumbling about it, like, what in the world I have to face it.
那很多的时候，我们只是在那里抱怨说，这个世界还要给我多大的难处。
Dear brothers and sisters, is that all we do?
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们所做的一切吗？
Peter once wrote a letter to the churches in Minor Asia.
彼得有一次给小亚细亚的教会写了这样一个书信。
He told them that sometimes God would allow his people undergoing various trials for good reasons.
那很多的时候，神让他的百姓受试炼是有他的美意。
Guys, when we read through the book of Exodus,
所以当我们在读出埃及记的时候
we got to understand that there is a good reason for Israel people undergoing the persecution by this new king who denied Joseph and his people.
所以当以色列人他们被这个不认识的约瑟的王恶待的时候，其实这里面也是有神的美意。
Because for 400 years,
因为在过去四百年中
they had enjoyed a happy and peaceful life there.
他们有快乐和平的生活。
But it caused them to forget about who they are.
但是他们却忘记了他们是谁。
Most importantly, they had lost their life fellowship with God.
他们失去了和神活的交通。
We've learned from Bible that since they had settled down in Egypt, Israel people never cry out to God.
所以我们可以看到，在他们埃及住下来以后，他们就不再向神呼求。
It was a silent 400 years between father and his children.
所以在过去四百年当中，我们可以看到在父神和他的百姓之间是这样的一个沉默。
Because there was no need for them to call upon God's name.
因为他们好像没有这样一个需要来呼求神的名。
As long as they were happy and blessed with their life.
只要他们生活当中受祝福，他们好像就可以了。
Again, dear brothers and sisters, their story in Exodus could be our story for today.
弟兄姊妹们，他们当时在埃及的故事可以是我们今天的故事。
Dear brothers and sisters, God desires His people crying out to Him.
是神的心意是让他的子民向他呼求。
Because this meant a true and life connection between father and the children.
这就意味着在父神和他子民之间有一个活的交通。
How can a child stop crying out to his parents?
你想象怎么一个孩子怎么可能停止向他的父母呼求？
Now, when Israel people were crushed by the persecution,
所以当以色列人被苦待的时候
they had no way out.
他们没有出路
they had no other choices.
他们别无选择
the situation seemed so bad, so harmful.
所以他们看到那个情形是那样的差
But dear brothers and sisters, it turned them back to God of Israel and cried out to him.
但是这就让他们回转向着神，他们来向神哀求。
They cry out to God for help after 400 years silence.
在四百年的沉默以后，他们来呼求神，哀声大于神。
They called upon his name and talked to him about their life in every day.
所以他们就来呼求神的名，在他们每日的生活当中。
And they ask him for their deliverance.
求神来拯救他们。
That was exactly God wanted from his children.
这恰恰是神要他的子民所做的。
That was exactly God wanted from his children in that 400 years.
这真是在过去四百年中神要他子民所做的。
But they never opened their mouth to God.
但是那些以色列的人却从来没有向神开过口。
Because there was no need for them to call upon God's name.
因为他们没有这样的需要来呼求神的名。
They said, as long as we have enough, we have a good life here, why should we call upon God's name?
当我们生活当中有足够的，我们生活可以的话，我们为什么要来呼求神呢？
But we thank God, man could forget about God, but God never did to his children.
人可以忘记神，感谢神，他却不会忘记他的子
民。So the Bible says there arose a new king who denied Joseph and his people.
所以我们可以看到，就有一个不认识约瑟的新王起来，他也不认识以色列人。
Now the lost fellowship their forefathers used to have with God, so true, so alive, so sweet, now was found and restored.
所以他们先祖有的和神的那个活的甜蜜的交通就在他们的身上被恢复了。
Guys, this is the good reason for this evil king came to the throne and put God's people under a life-threatening situation.
所以这就是这个恶的王来掌权，他让这些以色列人生命受到威胁。
What is the most important thing in the church?
在教会当中最重要的是什么事
？When Paul wrote his first letter to Timothy,
当保罗写提摩太前书的时候
，In chapter 2 verse 1,
在二章一节
，He says that the most thing in your ministry among God's people there is prayer.
你在神的子民当中侍奉的第一要务就是要祷告
，Prayers of supplication, intercession, and the giving of thanks.
是为万人恳求、祷告、代求。
Guys, it's time for us to rise up and restore the life fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要站起来，来恢复和神活的交通。
For Isaiah 56, God says that for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
因为在以赛亚书五十六章七节里面说，因为我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
How many of us still keep coming to the meeting for corporate prayer on a weekly basis?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们当中有多少人是每个星期还回到教会来做这一个团体的祷告
？How many of us still keep the family altar time on a daily basis?
那我们有多少人是每天还保持这样一个家庭的祭坛的时间
？Dear brothers and sisters, if we don't ever cry out to God, we act abnormal as God's children.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们如果不向神来呼求，我们就失去了神的子民的地位。
If we dismiss the chance of crying out to God, then we are losing the life connection with God.
当我们失去了这样一个祷告，我们就失去了和神活的交通。
And that's the lesson we have to learn from Exodus.
这是我们要从出埃及记里面所学的功课。
We thank God because He heard His people when they turn back to God.
感谢神，当这些人当以色列人回转向神的时候，他就听了他们的祷告。
So He gave them Moses to lead them out of the bondage of Egypt.
他就让摩西带他们出了埃及的捆绑。
But the story is that the Pharaoh hardened his heart for 9 times and he wouldn't let Israel people go.
但是在这个故事里面，我们可以看到法老他9次心刚硬，不让以色列人走。
So in the 10th time, God said to Moses,
所以在第十次的时候，神就向摩西说，
You go to get the Hebrews together in their houses.
你要让让希伯来人在他们的家里。
And sprinkle the blood of a lamb on their doorpost and the lintels.
所以把羊的血放在门楣上面。
Because tonight the death angel will be flying over the land with God's punishment.
所以今天晚上，天使就要来惩罚那些埃及人。
But each of the Hebrew houses will be saved by the mark of the blood of Lamb.
但是以色列人他们的全家却要因着羔羊的血被救。
Dear brothers and sisters, the reason that you and I are alive in this morning and sitting in this church because why the death angel was flying over, we are covered in the blood of Jesus. Only the blood of the Lamb of God and our Lord Jesus can save you and me from the curse of eternal punishment.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天之所以可以站在这里，当那个死亡的天使经过我们的时候，我们是因着羔羊的宝血来遮盖了我们，所以我们今天可以远离那个永远的惩罚。
After Israel people walked out of the land of Egypt,
当以色列人出埃及以后，
Pharaoh changed his mind and went after them with hot pursuit all the way to the Red Sea.
所以我们可以看到法老就改变了他的心意，追赶以色列人直到红海。
As Hebrews arrived the Red Sea,
当希伯来人过红海的时候，
they found that there was no way out for them.
他们可以看到他们前面没有路可走。
Before them was the great water.
因为前面有红海的水。
And as they looked back,
当他们看后面的时候，
It was packed out with armed soldiers and chariots.
那后面有埃及的车辆马兵。
Again, Moses turned to God and cried out to him.
所以摩西又来到神的面前向他呼求。
Lord, what are we going to do now?
主，我们今天现在要做什么？
So God told Moses.
所以神就告诉摩西，
Stretch forth the rod in your hand to the sea.
把你的脚伸到那个海里。
So Moses did it.
摩西就这样做了。
And the water opened widely.
那我们可以看到水就分开。
So the people of Israel walked over the Red Sea on dry ground.
所以以色列人从红海当中走干地。
And the same sea opened for the Hebrews now closed.Egyptian armies running after Hebrews.
所以，但是这同样一个红海，在那些追赶以色列人的埃及人过的时候，就合上了。
And buried them all under the water.
把他们全部在水里面淹没了。
When God's people saw how God moved before them on their behalf,
当以色列人看见神这样来为他们做工的时候，
Their heart was filled with joyfulness and praise.
他们的心里就充满了敬畏和赞美。
So in chapter 15, after they had crossed the Red Sea,
所以在出埃及记15章里面，当他们过了红海以后，
Moses let all the Israel people send a praise song to God.
摩西和以色列人就向耶和华唱歌。
They were saying that God is my strength and the song. He is our salvation. He is our God. And we will praise him. The Lord is a man of war and Jehovah is his name.
所以耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他。是我父亲的神，我要遵从他。耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华。
You see, brothers and sisters, they knew God.
弟兄姊妹，你看，他们认识神。
They knew God from their fresh, experience.
他们从他们的经验里面新鲜地认识神。
This is the history of Exodus that God's people of Israel, they had been going through.
这就是出埃及记里面以色列人所经历的。
Now they arrive the Sinai wilderness.
然后他们来到西乃的旷野。
And camped at the foot of the mountain.
他们在西乃山下安营。
Exodus 19 says that God's glory appeared to them on the mountain.
所以我们可以看到，出埃及记十九章里面，神在山上向他们显现。
So they gathered together and they swore before Moses that all that the Lord has spoken we will do.
他们就向神说，凡耶和华所说的我们都要遵行。
Dear brothers and sisters, their faith on God seems so true, so strong and so alive.
所以我们可以看到他们当时向的神的信心是真的也是强的。
But not very long.
但是好像没有维持很久。
In today's Bible readings,
今天我们读的圣经里面，
we see that it all takes just 6 weeks.
那我们看到只是过了六个星期。
The people of faith now fell into a great anxiety.
那他们的信心就在他们的焦虑里面消失了。
They worried about their situation.
他们担心他们的光景。
They worried about Moses.
他们担心摩西。
They worry about themselves.
他们也担心他们自己。
Most importantly, they worry about God who kept them all the way to the Mount Sinai.
他们也最最重要的，他们也担心那位神是带他们到西乃山的神。
And these worries, brothers and sisters, eventually that led them into a rebellion against God.
那这些担忧就让他们最后来叛逆神。
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, what do you think about the worrying?
当我们问弟兄姊妹，你怎么想担忧这件事？
Recently, I talked to a sister. I said, "Sister, you know, you don't have to worry about things too much."
那有一最近我跟一位姊妹说。姊妹，你不需要这样的担心。
She asked me, said, "We have to worry. We have to worry about the things because we are human."
那她就跟我说，因为我们是人，所以我们自然就会有担忧。
Even children of God is human.
那当然，神的子民也是人。
Dear brothers, sisters, are you worried about everything around us in this troubled time?
弟兄姊妹们，你在这个当前这个时代，你是不是？担心我们周围的一些事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, again, their story in Exodus could be our story for today.
那如果这样的话，他们当时在出埃及记的时候的故事，可能成为我们今天的故事。
I want to take a close look with you all at the event of a golden calf from two perspectives.
我今天愿意和弟兄姊妹一同来分享这个金牛犊这个事情，从两个不同的视角。
First is Aaron, the brother in blood and the spiritual companion of Moses.
那第一个是说那个亚伦，他当然是那个摩西的弟兄。
Second is the people of Israel.
第二个是说那些以色列人。
Let's first take a look at verse 1.
那我们先来看第一节。
It says that the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, "Come."
那些就说以色列人聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来。
”If we follow the original language,
如果我们看原文的话
，the word "come" means to get up.
那这个其实说的是说要站起来。
So they didn't gather together to Aaron to make a request.
他们不是说来到亚伦那里要求。
Literally, they came to Aaron to yell at him.
他们是其实在来到亚伦的面前向他。
Hey, you to get up.
就其实是要命令他。
And to push him into participating in their rebellion against God.
来推他，要他一同来做拜悖逆神的事。
Aaron could have called the people to repentance.
亚伦在当时可以叫这些以色列人悔改。
He could have stopped them in the very beginning or even in the middle of the way.
他有可能在开始或者中间的时候就来停止他们。
But he had missed the greatest opportunity of his lifetime to serve God's desire. Instead, he gave himself to the desire of the people.
但是亚伦却失去了他一生当中最大的一个机会，可以来满足神的心愿，而不是屈服于人的心愿。
So in verse 4, it says that Aaron told the people.
所以在第四节里面，亚伦就对那个他们说，
Go get all the gold from your people.
去把你所有的金都拿来给我。
And bring them to me.
把它拿来给我。
And he made them a molded calf with the gold.
他就给他们铸了一个金牛犊。
And he called burnt offerings to the golden calf.
他们就来向着那个金牛犊献燔祭。
Are you aware that the gold Israel people took from Egypt and handed it over to Aaron was meant to the tabernacle of Israel?
你是不是知道这些他们从埃及带来的金子原来是为着以色列的帐幕。
Are you aware that the burnt offerings was meant to the worship to the one true God?
你是不是知道这个燔祭原来是为着敬拜这唯一的真神？
But dear brothers and sisters, Aaron failed in his leadership during this event.
但我们看到弟兄姊妹，亚伦作为一个领袖当时失败了。
So his people fell into the rebellion of the golden calf.
所以以色列人因着金牛犊就悖逆了神。
Guys, I think there's a good chance we will fall into the same trap as Aaron did in thousands of years ago.
那弟兄姊妹，我们也有这样的机会，也许会进入和当时亚伦以色列人同样的一个网络里面。
For all of us, in any form of serving to His glorious purpose in God's house.
今天当我们在神的家里为着他的荣耀来侍奉他的时候，
We are very much in danger of giving ourselves to the desires of the people, not of God.
那很多的时候我们愿意来屈服人的心愿。
In his first letter to Timothy,
在保罗的那个提摩太前书里面，
Paul told Timothy to hold the mystery of the faith.
他叫告诉提摩太，你要固守正道的奥秘。
And to keep yourself away from those man-made, profane, and old wives' fables.
要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。
The brothers and sisters, think about that young Timothy.
那弟兄姊妹，思想当时提摩太还很年轻。
He was out of experience.
他好像没有太多的经验。
Out of a good health,
那个健康上面也不好。
And he was now serving the testimony of Christ in the church of Ephesus.
他在以弗所为着神的见证来侍奉当地的教会。
This church is one of the most experienced churches in the first century with apostles.
那当时这个教会是一世纪的时候和使徒。最有经验的一个教会。
So many people could be qualified to come to Timothy.
那很多当时的弟兄可能他们有这样的资历可以来到提摩太面前说。
Saying like when I was doing God's work with Paul, with John, with Peter, where are you?
当我和彼得、约翰或者保罗同工的时候，你在哪里？
They were saying to Timothy like a kid, listen to me.
他们也许对提摩太说，孩子听我说。
And to teach him how to run the church.
也来告诉他说怎么样来运行这个教会的侍奉。
But listen what Paul said to Timothy.
但是请你注意保罗这边对提摩太所说的。
Paul said to Timothy.
保罗告诉提摩太说。
You got to shut your ears, your eyes, and your lips down to all those man-made wisdom, knowledge, and desire.
你要弃绝那世俗的言语，向着他们把你的耳朵、眼睛闭上。
But only keep them open to the truth of the Word of God, and let the Spirit of Truth speak directly to your mind and heart and your conscience.
而只是让圣灵来向着你的心，向着你的良心说话。
And in this way, you can train yourself to be a man holding the truth, holding the mystery of the faith.
所以这样你才能够在敬虔上面操练自己，固守真道的奥秘。
My dear brothers and sisters, nothing but the blood of Jesus, nothing but the word of God, and nothing but the lordship of Christ. This is what we could learn from the event of the golden calf.
所以从浸油犊我们可以学到的功课是说，除了我们的主，除了他的宝血，我们别无拯救。
I think we should go back to chapter 24.
我想我们应该回到出埃及记二十四章里面。
God told Moses to bring Aaron up to the mountain.
当时神叫摩西把亚伦一起带到那个山上。
Together with 70 of the elders of Israel.
和以色列长老当中的七十人。
And they stop at the halfway to the mountain.
他们站在山腰那个位置。
The Bible says they met the glory of God of Israel.
他们看见神的荣耀。
And they stayed there to eat and drink before God.
他们也在那边吃喝，在神的面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the table meeting we have in today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是我们前面有的擘饼聚会。
We eat and drink before the glory of God.
我们在神的荣耀的面前吃喝。
Then God said to Moses.
然后神就对摩西说
，You and Joshua come up to me on the mountain for the tablets of stone.
然后你和约书亚要到山上来，带着那个石板。
So before Moses set forth to the mountain top,
当摩西上山之前
in verse 14, guys, listen to it very carefully. Verse 14,
请大家特别的注意，在十四节里面
，Moses said to Aaron and all the leaders,
摩西对亚伦和所有的长老说
，Wait here for us until we come back to you.
你们在这里等着。等到我们再回来。
Brothers and sisters, this is the key lesson we got to learn from the event of a golden calf.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们在金牛犊这上面要学的一个最重要的功课。
Because Aaron and the leaders of Israel failed in keeping themselves at this high ground place.
因为亚伦和以色列的长老，他们做不到站在这个高处。
This solid rock,
这个磐石。
They moved down to the valley after Moses was gone.
当摩西上山以后，他们就下到了山谷。
I wonder what's exactly going on there, but Bible doesn't offer us details.
我在想当时真正是发生了什么事，虽然圣经里面并没有给我们详情。
Perhaps some of the leaders, they missed amusement down in the valley.
也许他们长老当中有一个人，他们愿意去参加那个山谷里面的那些娱乐。
So they start to complain that it's so boring here with nothing but just God.
那在这里好像除了神以外没有别的，是那样的无趣。
Recently we have we got a young brother in at Dumbo.Didn't want to come to the Friday Bible study meetings.
最近我们 Dumbo 有一个年轻的弟兄，他说他不再愿意来参加星期五的查经聚会。
For he complained that it was so boring there with nothing but just Bible, Bible, Bible.
因为好像很无趣，因为所谈的只是圣经圣经圣经。
Or it could be someone like Aaron.
也许是亚伦。
Aaron is a people person.
亚伦好像是一个很与人为善的人。
Everything with the people, it's in his heart.
那人所有的需要都在他的心里。
He worried about the people down in the valley.
他也许担心下面山谷当中的百姓。
How they eat and how they drink.
那他们吃什么喝什么。
How was their going there?
他们的生活怎么样。
More than God on the high ground place.
他担心那些人，过于担心上面的神。
So anyway, itends up that all of them step down from the high ground place.
那结果就是他们所有人都从高处下来。
From the solid rock on the mountain.
从山上的磐石。
And join the rebellion of a golden calf in the valley.
来到山谷里面，来加入那个金牛犊和悖逆的事。
Dear brothers and sisters, this high ground place is not a place in the geographical sense.
那弟兄姊妹，这个高处不仅仅只是从地理的概念上来说。
But a place of heavenly vision.
这是一个属天的意象。
A place of a heavenly quality and the foundation.
是一个属天的质量。
This place is a heavenly foundation for Aaron, Moses, and the leaders of Israel.
这个高处是为着亚伦和以色列的长老的一个意象和根基。
In serving God's purpose among His people,
是在神在他的子民当中来施行他的旨意。
According to the pattern of the mount that God had revealed to Moses.
是根据神向摩西所显明的山上的样式。
If anyone ever shifted from this high ground place,
如果一个人离开了这个高处,
he would instantly lose the spiritual quality and the energy for running through the heavenly game that God had ordained.
他就失去了神给他的属天的能力来奔走这条属灵的道路。
Guys, that's why Aaron seemed so weak and powerless among his people in the event of the golden calf.
这就要解释了为什么亚伦当时在以色列人面前是这样的无助和毫无能力。
I often wonder, said, if I was Aaron,I would do something better than him.
那很多时候我自己在想，如果我是亚伦的话，我也许会比他做得更好。
How come Aaron seemed so weak and so powerful?
那我们可以，我当时就想，为什么好像亚伦显得那样的软弱？
When people yell at him, get up, and he would do according to their desire.
当那些以色列人对他说起来的时候，他就顺服了他们的意思。
You know why, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，你知道为什么吗？
It's very simple.
这个很简单。
Because he left that solid rock of the high ground place.
因为他离开了那个高处，离开了那个磐石。
You know, it always hurts my heart when I read through the stories from the church history related to today's Bible readings.
今天当我们来思想我们读圣经里面这些故事的时候，我的心里面一直感觉很痛。
In 1878, a British brother named William Booth started a Christian mission called the Salvation Army.
在1878年，有一个基督徒的弟兄伯威廉，他开始了一个就是救世军。
The reasonWhy he used the structure of army because he wanted to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people as a warrior.
他当时之所以好像要采取军队的这样一个样式，因为他是觉得把福音带给人就好像是神的战士。
I think many of us, we will understand that the gospel field is a battlefield.
那弟兄姊妹，大家都知道传福音是一个征战。
Not a playground in a high school.
不是说学校里面的那个游乐场。
So this was his vision and he never left it behind.
这就是他的意向，他从没有抛弃过这个意向。
Brother William Booth was also a man of a prayer.
他也是一个祷告的人。
And this became the solid rock he had stepped on for his lifetime.
这就是他一生所持守、所站定的那个踏稳的磐石。
Once there were two young brothers sent by the Salvation Army across the ocean to the land of America.
那有一次有救世军的两个弟兄过海来到了美国。
But soon they confront opposition and a failure here.
他们在这里遇到了失败。
They were frustrated and tired.
他们很受挫折，也很疲惫。
They tried and tried, but they were just so frustrated.
他试了这个，试了那个，但是他们是很失望。
So they appealed to Brother William Booth, asking to close the mission and turn their way back to England.
所以他们就请告诉伯威廉弟兄，是不是他们可以来结束他们在美国的传道，回到英国。
But William Booth sent them back a telegram with just two words on it.
那伯威廉弟兄就给他们回了一个电报，只有两个英文词。
Try tears.
试试眼泪。
Try tears means crying out to God.
这试试眼泪就是说向神来呼求。
And these two words on the telegram led to the establishment of the Salvation Army USA.
而这两个英文词的电报就导致了在美国的这个救世军的成立。
Up to his death in 1912,
直到他1912年过世,
about 250,000 lost souls were converted in his gospel meetings.
有二十五万迷失的灵魂因着他的福音而得救。
The gospel meetings cross over the land of Europe, America, India, and the South Africa countries.
而这个福音是传到了欧洲、美国、印度和南非。
But, dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
What about the Salvation Army to us in today?
今天救世军对我们意味着什么？
Not any more street evangelism.
他们没有在街上传福音。
Not any more prayer warriors for the lost souls.
也没有为着那些丢失的灵魂的祷告。
Salvation Army today in this country means the leading figure of a used furniture collection.
今天救世军在这个国家意味着他们收集那些用过家具的领军人物。
With a broken chairs in our home.
那也许那个家具的那个腿就坏掉了。
So I said to my wife, my sister said, "What am I going to do with these broken chairs, Mom?"
那我就对我的妻子说，这些那个坏的家具我们怎么办呢？
My wife answered me instantly, call Salvation Army.
那我姊妹就很快就回答我说，只要打电话给救世军就可以了。
Salvation Army today means to us the beggar for the money with the ringing bells in front of every shopping store in holiday season.
那救世军今天对我们意味着在商店门外有一个救世军的人在那里就是说收集那些慈善的捐款有一个小铃铛。
I don't mean to criticize charity actions.
我不是说来批评这些慈善的事业。
But dear brothers and sisters, when the following generations after our brother William Booth lost their vision.
但是当伯威廉弟兄他们的下一代失去了这样的一个意向以后
，They shifted from the high ground place down to the valley.
他们就从那个高处下到了山谷。
They left the solid rock down to the valley.
他们就离开了那个磐石，来到山谷。
They focus on people's needs and feed their desires, which is eating, drinking, and playing around.
他们今天是为着人的需要，使他们吃喝玩乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, what they have done.
弟兄姊妹，他们今天所做的。
they have really set their feet on the sinking sand.
他们的脚是踏在流沙的上面。
Paul is a man of vision.
保罗是有意象的。
We learn it from Exodus chapter 9.
我们可以从出埃及记第九使徒行传第九章里面看到。
When Paul was on the road to Damascus.
当保罗在去大马色的路上。
A great light shone upon him and made him falling to the ground.
有一个大光让他倒在了地上。
And from this great light,
在这个大光的里面,
there came a voice to him.
有一个声音向他说,
I am Jesus who you are persecuting.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
This great light became his vision for his life.
这个大光就成了他毕生的意象。
So in Philippians 3:8,
在腓立比书三章八节里面
Paul said that my goal is Christ himself
因为我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝
And for him I would willingly suffer the loss of everything and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ
我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督
Brothers and sisters, since the great light on the road to Damascus,
当这个大光在保罗去亚马色的路上向他照明的时候
many things happened to his life.
他的生活当中发生了很多的事
good or bad, praise or persecution.
好的或者坏的逼迫等等
But he never moved a single step away from this high ground place.
但是他从没有离开这个高处一步也没有
he kept on standing on the solid rock and let the vision control his life so as he was saying here in Acts 26:19 I was never disobedient to the heavenly vision
所以他毕生都没有离开这个磐石让这个意象来引导他就像他在使徒行传里面所说的亚基包王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Let's turn to the people of Israel.
让我们来回到以色列人当时所发生的这件事上面。
Verse 1 it says,
第一节里面说到
，The people gathered together to Aaron.
他们就聚集到亚伦那里
，saying that this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt.
领我们出埃及的那个摩西
Let's pay an attention here that they intended to make this golden calf not only to replace the God of Israel but also to replace Moses
所以我们看他们当时要造这个金牛犊不仅仅是来说来取代神也是要来取代那个带他们出埃及的摩西
Because they were saying that this Moses, because of this Moses, we were brought out of the land of Egypt.
他们因为说到，因为那个摩西，领我们出埃及地的那个摩西。
So now we got to find another figure to replace this Moses since he's disappeared there up there in the mountain.
因着摩西好像在山上消失了，所以他们就要找另外一个人来代替那个摩西。
So dear brothers and sisters, they first had replaced the God of Israel with a man leader Moses.
他们首先用他们的领袖人物摩西来代替了神。
Then they were easily wanted to replace Moses with this golden calf.
然后他们就要用这个金牛犊来取代摩西。
We can see that in the entire conversation in chapter 32,
我们可以看到，在这个三十二章里面，整个这个谈话里面
，they never mentioned a one word, not a squat, not a one word about God of Israel who led them, fed them, and guided them all the way out of the bondage of Israel.
他们从来没有一个词谈到那个神，就是带他们出埃及。供应他们吃喝，带他们到西乃山的这个神。
They kept on saying that this Moses, this Moses.
他们只是说那个摩西，那个摩西。
They had fixed their eyes on this Moses.
他们只是眼目停留在那个摩西身上。
So they shouted to God, "It's this Moses, not you, could go before us.
他们其实向神是在那里说，只有这个摩西可以在前面带领我们，不是你。
If God's people ever shifted their eyes away from God,
如果神的子民把他们的眼目离开神
，and move it to the man leader,
来到领袖的人物上面
，even the blessed Moses,
虽然就像摩西那样很得祝福的人
，even the faithful servant Moses,
甚至是神的忠心的仆人摩西
，even the godly man Moses,
是敬虔的摩西。
The most humble man on the surface of this earth, Moses.
是这个世上最最谦卑的摩西。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
they set their feet on the sinking sand.
他们就把他们的脚踏在了流沙的上面。
They're just an inch away from the trap of the golden calf.
他们的脚离那个金牛犊的网罗就不远了。
I still have a more want to share with you, but we are running out of time.
我还有更多的要交通，但是我们时间不够了。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we don't take the word of God seriously and to learn the lessons from this event today and now,
今天如果我们不把神的话语认真的思考来学习这个金牛犊这件事给我们的教训。
The sad story of the golden calf and all the sad stories in the church history will repeat on us.
那不管是这个金牛犊或者教会历史上那些悲伤的故事，就有可能在我们的身上重演。
Think about the one day.
思想这些话语。
Our sons and our grandsons and the great grandsons.They may come back to this corner.
我们的儿女、生儿女、重生儿女，他们会回到这里。
What do we have for them to see, to look after?
那我们要给他们看见怎么样的一个历史呢？
The west office street.Maybe a just a traffic stop.
那在我们教会前面这个 West Office 边上，好像是有一个那个交通停留的那个牌子。
This building may become a flag ground.
那这个建筑本身也许是一块石头。
For our Lord once said to the church, "I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place." Unless you repent,
那就像那个在启示录里面说的，若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯从原处挪去。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，remember from the glory of the high ground place to the golden calf in the low valley, it just takes 40 days.
弟兄姊妹，请记得从那个高处的荣耀。到山谷里面的金牛犊，仅仅只过了四十天。
Let's pray.
让我们有祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
And we commit your word unto your hand.
我们把你的话语交托在你的手里。
For you are King of kings and the Lord of lords, and you are the head of the church.
你是万王之王，万主之主，你也是教会的主。
And you will finish all the works.According to your purpose.
为着你的旨意，你必然成就万事。
For we are your workmanship and created in Christ.
我们是在基督里面被造。
Our hope is in you.
我们的指望在于你。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
感谢你给我们这样的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
有几位弟兄姊妹带我们有